Today we're going to talk about cleansing and all about what is right, what is wrong, what does cleansing really do for the health of your skin. Welcome to our conference call for Premier Collection Skincare Products. My name is Colleen Moon. I'm the creator of the Premier Skincare line. And what we're going to discuss in this call is the appropriate way to cleanse. You know, there's so much that we see in advertising on television, in the magazine ads, and on the talk shows. It's all about cleansing to make it easy. Cleansing with towelettes, cleansing with mechanical devices. No need to use a freshener. Buy an all-in-one product that cleans your eyes and cleans your face. Well, I have to ask you, for those of you listening that have tried cleansing with the towelettes, cleansing and not following with a freshener, cleansing using the new mechanical devices, the Clarisonic brush, for example, what does your skin feel like? And for those of you who haven't tried those ways, let me describe the feeling. Tight. What does it look like? Shiny. Often misunderstood descriptive words when people think that shiny and tight means clean. That really means irritation, inflammation. Removing skin's natural oils. And you know, you can only do that so many times, and pretty soon our skins don't produce those natural oils and moistures any longer. So what is the solution? What is the premier solution to proper cleansing? First and foremost, cleansing the skin is not the most important target treatment product for the health of your skin. It is important in the scheme of things, but your problem solvers, looking at what's wrong with your skin, what bothers you about the skin, whether it's sensitivity, blackheads, lines, target the problems. Cleansing softens the skin. Cleansing with the proper cleanser that softens, doesn't make the skin feel tight, reminds your own skin cell of how to purge itself of the debris. The softer the skin, the more flexible the skin, the more debris comes through naturally. We do not need to shock our skins into submission. And remember, the feeling of tight is irritation, not it does not equal clean. All right, so what are the top three things that we need to properly cleanse our skin? Number one, choose a premier mask. One of our 10-minute masks, purifying, revitalizing, or moisture mask jelly, depending on your skin needs, one of those masks applied each morning, left on 10 minutes, while you get your coffee, while you brush your teeth, just before you jump in the shower, will exfoliate excess toxic dead cells, remove fine lines, and improve the appearance of the skin by refining the pores, and improving or improving the skin's pore size is also improving skin color and tone. So it removes fine lines, the appearance of enlarged pores, evens out the skin coloring, cleanses your skin. One 10-minute mask. You do that every morning. Get up, throw it on your face, brush your teeth, jump in the shower, let it be the last thing you rinse off your face. Number one, most important thing you can do for the health of your skin is exfoliate toxic damaged by free radicals, excess dead cells. No pre-cleansing. Rinse off your mask, follow with your freshener. Why freshener? Number two most important product. Why? A mild freshener, not a toner, not an astringent, nothing that feels your skin, makes your skin feel tight. A mild freshener removes the minerals left on your skin by water. Remember, water from your tap, water out of the shower, water does not absorb into your skin. Water evaporates off the skin. And it also is very drying because of that. And it lays down whatever minerals might be in the water. So go over your skin with a mild freshener, soak a cotton pad, go over your skin, and then apply your favorite moisturizer. Or problem-solving line reducer. Now at night, number three product is your creamy liquid cleanser. That can be chamomile cleanser if you are sensitive, duo action cleanser if you feel you have more of a combination skin, or just like that feeling that the skin is clean, it leaves no residue. It contains lactic acid, so it also encourages excess dead cells to lift off. Cleansing emollient for the normal to dry or excessively dry skin. And, of course, problem-solving balancing cleanser for those of you who may have aggressive blemishing or very oily skin. So choose your cleanser. Use that cleanser at night to remove your face makeup and your eye area cleanser to clean around the eyes. Whether you wear eye makeup or not, please, please, please don't use the cleanser for your face around your eyes. Remember that the eye tissue is very delicate. It's non-porous. Anything you put around your eyes will slide into the eyeball. It really is not a myth. It is a fact. Eye area cleanser is no oil, no fragrance, no artificial color. Approved for the use in the eye area, even for those of you contact lens wearers. Okay, so whether you wear eye makeup or not, eye area cleanser, and then your face cleanser. That softens the skin. The debris purges through on its own. Rinse it off with water if you like the feel of water, but always go over your skin with a mild Premier freshener. All right, so that's it. Proper cleansing should soften your skin, not make it feel tight. Proper cleansing should remove excess toxic dead cells that make your pores look enlarged, that make you appear to have fine lines. Fine lines are just an accumulation of excess dead cells. And when you're not properly cleansing with a mask to exfoliate, your color, the color of your skin, is very uneven. So mask in the morning with your favorite Premier 10-minute mask. Follow with a freshener every time you use water. Every time you use water on your face, soak a cotton pad with a mild Premier freshener and go over your skin. And at night, use a mild creamy cleanser on the face. Eye area cleanser to cleanse around the eye and to remove eye makeup. And any time you put water on your skin, what do? Use a mild freshener on a cotton pad. And ladies, I will tell you, if you want your makeup to stay on longer, if you want your blush to remain a true color, and if you want your skin to feel smooth, soft, not tight, not irritated, have no red blotches, this is the cleansing process for you. Masking in the morning followed with a freshener. Cleansing at night with a mild cleanser to soften the skin followed with a freshener. And always remember, from the eyebrow to the cheekbone, most delicate tissue on your face, eye area cleanser. Thank you so much for listening to us tonight. Next week we will be talking about the men in your life and what products are best for them. Until then, thank you so much for being loyal Premier clients. We appreciate you more than you know.